The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Playoff time once again. The club is all too familiar with the scenario. Aldershot tonight at the Recreation Ground. Kickoff 7:45. It's live on BT Sport if you want to watch it. Let's catch up with a man who knows all about the playoff scenario. Did it many a time with Tranmere Rovers, of course. Legendary striker Chris Malkin. Morning, Malks.
Good morning, Steve. How are you getting on?
Great, thank you. It is a nerve-wracking scenario, isn't it?
Oh, I'm nervous already. Woke up this morning and thought, oh, no. What, you know, it's... I mean, they do call it the playoff lottery, but it is exciting at the same time. And it's good to be part of it at the business end of the season, isn't it, really?
What are your recollections? Of course, you scored the winner at Wembley in 91 against Bolton. That must be the high for you, playoff-wise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when it comes off and you win, there's no feeling like it, obviously, to have all those fans down at Wembley and to go up on that day. But I've also had the feeling the previous year when we played Notts County and we didn't make it. And, it's such a letdown. The whole season comes down to one game. It really is, pressure time. But the other games we played, I remember playing in the Swindon game, the Swindon playoff, 93. And we were away first leg, and we had a disastrous start to the game. And Aldo had a goal disallowed. And so I think they came back to us at 3-1 up. And even, so we had a mountain to climb in that second leg. And then we've had a bit of bad luck in the playoffs, actually. Even the game we played Leicester at home, and we had a penalty that should have been given, absolute blatant penalty, handball on the line. So that was our home game. We drew 0-0, and then Nico got sent off in the second game. And then the last game we played, 95, was against Reading, and we had the home tie first, and we'd beaten Reading home and away that season. So I think we were maybe a bit overconfident. And we went in at half time. I think we were 2 or 3-1 down at half time. It was just unheard of for us to get beaten at home. So it's a pressure situation, and it's just one of those times where you just really need to prepare very well, and try not to make any glaring errors. You know, there's the old saying is, you can make your own luck, but I think you've got to really work hard at that. I think Mickey Mellon will have, instilled in the boys this definite desire for hard work.
Mm. Well, I don't know what the stats would say in terms of the teams that finish sort of second, third, fourth, fifth, or third, fourth, fifth, sixth, as it would be in the other leagues, in terms of who goes up most. It doesn't necessarily mean because you finish higher up that you've got any more of an advantage. It all feels like you're back to square one in the starting blocks.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Because sometimes you can come into the playoffs with a good run of form, can't you? And then, totally obliterate everyone. You know, I think it's tough, really, because in that league, the National League there, it's literally one goes up automatically, and then it's the next four. You know, Tranmere came second, and it's set out at the start of the season, so you know what you've got to do. You know the rules, but it does seem a bit unfair when the team in second doesn't go up and maybe the team in fifth does go up, you know?
Would you prefer it to be the top two went up, Malks? Not just in hindsight now, looking at where Tranmere have finished, but would that be a fairer process?
No, I think it's exciting, isn't it? It is
right.
Good. You do get the potential for days out in Wembley and these important games. It's what the fans want. You don't want the season ending, halfway through or Easter time, because there's nothing really to play for. When there is like five, maybe six places to go for, it does keep the season going. So it's keeps everyone's interest.
Did you ever feel tired at that point, or do you get a renewed energy, a renewed lease of life when it comes to playoffs?
Plumb neck. The first couple of years, really tired, because we'd I think the Bolton game and then the Notts County game. We've played something like 60-odd games because we were also in the Leyland AFF final, you know, and we'd done well in the League Cup when you played home and away. So that was quite tiring, those seasons. The other seasons, I think, yeah, we were just up against good teams. We had a good team, and there was a lot to play for, you know, to get into the, well, it wasn't the Premiership then, it was just the First Division. But, you know, we played against Swindon, and we played against Leicester, and we played against Reading, you know, so they were all tough games, really. So, yeah, I mean, it's a tiring season. I think it's good that Mickey Mellon's lads have had a chance to ease down a bit for that Maidstone game. However, you know, even though the young lads did brilliantly to win that game, it'll have given them a little bit of time to, you know, settle themselves, get composed, rest a few little knocks maybe, because that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, you can't even think about the Wembley game at the moment because, you know, you don't win these two games or you don't win through these two games, then there is no Wembley appearance. So it's literally prepare for this one game, try not to make any blatant errors or silly errors, you know, so you don't want to be out of the tie in the first game, do you? And then hopefully line them up for a fantastic game at home on Saturday, because there's going to be, well, you'd expect about 1,000 fans maybe at Aldershot, I don't know, maybe more, but at home on Saturday, you know, you'd be expecting maybe 10,000.
That's going to be some atmosphere. That's when you would want to put your boots back on, isn't it, Miles?
Oh yeah, the adrenaline would get you going for that. Yeah, definitely. It is the chance when you can make a name for yourself. You know, get a good solid performance and a bit of brilliance, you know, or something, you know, a bit of luck, and hopefully this year, you know, it will be Tranmere's turn.
And the manager can play a big role. Of course, Johnny played a massive role with you guys back then. Mickey Mellon knows how it's done in the playoffs and in this sort of scenario.
Yeah. Well, Johnny King was very very calm, and he'd always have like words of wisdom. You know, he was like Bill Shankly, wasn't he? He'd always have words of wisdom. He'd always make you laugh. I think I'm not sure what Mickey Mellon's approach is like, really. I know he's a tough, no-nonsense Scotsman, because I played with him at Blackpool. You know, and he's been in important games himself. But I think he's pretty level-headed. He's very shrewd. And I think he'll be thinking the same, right? You know, it would be great to go and win this first leg. Of course it would. But you definitely don't want to be out of it after, you know, at half-time as such. And I would be thinking that it'll be quite a tactical battle tonight. You want to keep it tight and hopefully have a small advantage or just be level coming into this game on Saturday, because that the home crowd at Tranmere, you know, they're going to absolutely raise the roof. It's going to be such an amazing atmosphere there.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.